Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has conditionally approved the sale of Akron-based Summa Health to Health Assurance Transformation Company, or HATCO. The $485 million deal was announced in November 2024. Yost says in a statement, the parties must meet 10 conditions, including the transfer of an additional $15 million in cash. An additional $15 million in equity must be submitted to the surviving nonprofit foundation to benefit the people of Summit County and surrounding counties served by the system. HATCO is a subsidiary of Cambridge, Massachusetts-based General Catalyst. Under state law, Yost's office is responsible for approving or denying the sale because it involves the transfer of nonprofit assets from the health system to a for-profit entity. The Housing Oversight Board for the City of Alliance has met for the first time. Members took no action during this afternoon's 20-minute session. Mayor Andy Grove and other city officials reviewed legislation passed by council to regulate rental properties, the inspection process, and penalties.
Going forward, our mission is to team with the Planning and Development Department to protect tenants' rights, along with protecting landlords' investments' rights as well. Made in improving distressed housing stock, elimination of negative effects of nuisance properties, blight, and illegal dumping.
The administration building's conference room was near capacity. Prior to the legislation's approval, landlords opposed a similar proposal they viewed as unconstitutional. Officials with Stark County Common Pleas Court are alerting area residents to a pair of scams. People claiming to be court personnel call and say recipients have missed jury duty and must make a payment to avoid arrest. The other scam involves someone saying immediate payment is necessary for a court case or program, such as probation or pretrial hearing. Court officials say they do not ask for payments unless there has been a hearing or people have had the chance to make a written submission for the court's consideration. Louisville City Council held a 2.5-hour planning session this morning. WDPN's David Schur reports.
The concerns of council include an increase in our population's impact on the city's services, including water, sewer, and safety forces, along with the potential for decreased revenue if state legislation and petitions to end property tax become reality. Development of the green space where Louisville Middle School once was seated, along with other parks improvements, await the actions of the Parks Commission, and improvements in downtown buildings need increased dialogue with their owners.
Firefighters and other first responders are among those denied personal injury damages in connection with the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. The Morning Journal reports letters informing area residents of the decision were received this week. It came days after federal judge Benita Pearson dismissed Kroll administration from determining and distributing awards from the $600 million settlement between Norfolk Southern Railroad and area residents. She said Kroll miscalculated and overpaid some claims. Epic Class Action and Claims Solutions was named as the new settlement administrator. Residents who received denials can appeal the decision or ask for reconsideration by filling out a form on the back of the letter. It's not clear what steps those disputing the denial are to take now that Epic has taken over. A Washingtonville man found not guilty by reason of insanity last year for felonious assault and other charges remains on conditional release in the community. 33-year-old David Kirby appeared recently in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Judge Megan Bickerton said he's still a mentally ill person. Kirby was accused of assaulting a sheriff's deputy while trespassing on a Salem Township property in March 2024. He also allegedly struck a corrections officer at the county jail following his arrest. Kirby will undergo another review in a year. Youngstown police are investigating a homicide that occurred early today. Officers were called to the 900 block of Lanterman Avenue around 1 a.m. An 18-year-old male found at the scene was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. His name has not been released. According to WFMJ-TV, police say other homes in the neighborhood were struck by gunfire. A man wanted in Pennsylvania was arrested in Youngstown Friday. 39-year-old Dwaylen Nadal is in the Mahoning County Jail awaiting extradition. He is charged in Mahoning County with possession of fentanyl and cocaine. Nadal is charged with drug delivery resulting in death, aggravated assault, and other counts in connection with an overdose death in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. He was spotted by U.S. Marshals on Canfield Road and arrested after a brief chase. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday. A man is charged with aggravated murder in the death of a Warren man. The Cuyahoga County Grand Jury also indicted 28-year-old Nathaniel Crockett of Cleveland on charges including felonious assault, kidnapping, gross abuse of a corpse, tampering with evidence, and having weapons under disability. He was previously indicted on an arson charge after a car driven by Javar King was found on fire in Cleveland in early February. King's family had reported him missing. He was found shot to death at a vacant house in Cleveland in March. King's death was ruled a homicide Crockett will be arraigned at a later date. A Warren Municipal Court judicial candidate has been found in contempt of court. Attorney and Democrat candidate for Judge Irene McCreadys was warned to stop interrupting the court during discussions held outside the presence of a jury. Court records state she interrupted the court four times and ignored warnings to stop. The incident took place during a recent civil trial in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. McCreadys was found in contempt and fined $500. She is running against incumbent Republican Natasha Natal. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.